There's new concern that another arthritis drug may pose a risk of heart attacks and strokes. The drug is called Bextra. A similar drug, Vioxx, was pulled off the market in September after that drug was linked to an increased risk of cardiovascular problems. The latest news leaves many wondering if all drugs of the same type pose a similar risk. NPR's Richard Knox has this report.
Dr. Elizabeth Tyndall is an arthritis specialist in Portland, Oregon. Her phone has been ringing more than usual lately.
It's really been a very, very puzzling, conflicting, scary time for patients. I've had so many phone calls this last month on Vioxx, and now with Bextra, it just really makes you not know what's the best thing to do for your patients.
The Bextra news is not as dramatic as what happened with Vioxx. Vioxx was the number two prescription drug for arthritis. Bextra is a newer drug with only a quarter as many sales. And so far, the evidence only suggests that Bextra may be associated with heart attacks and strokes in some patients who already have advanced heart disease. Dr. Garrett Fitzgerald is chairman of pharmacology at the University of Pennsylvania. He presented the new Bextra study at an American Heart Association meeting this week. Fitzgerald and his colleagues pooled data from a dozen small studies on Bextra. They conclude the drug may double the risk of heart attack and stroke, but Fitzgerald acknowledges his evidence is not top drawer.
Taken in isolation, it would not be conclusive evidence of a cardiovascular risk, but taken in the context of the Vioxx withdrawal, this analysis really strengthens the argument considerably that this is likely to be a class effect.
By class effect, Fitzgerald means that all drugs in the same class as Bextra may expose patients to an increased risk of heart and blood vessel complications. He thinks that's because these drugs, called COX-2 inhibitors, disturb a delicate balance among chemicals in the body that keep blood from clotting when it's not supposed to, among other things. Fitzgerald's hypothesis is controversial. It would mean that millions of people taking the remaining COX-2 inhibitors, Bextra and Celebrex, may be at risk. Pfizer, which makes both drugs, acknowledges that its own Bextra studies suggest a higher risk of heart attacks and strokes, but only among patients undergoing coronary bypass surgery. Pfizer spokeswoman Susan Breaux says there's no evidence other patients are at risk.
Based on data that we've amassed to date for Celebrex and Bextra, we believe these drugs are safe and effective for use today.
Breaux says 40 million patients have taken Celebrex over several years, and so far neither studies nor reports to the Food and Drug Administration suggest the drug is associated with excess heart attacks and strokes. Fitzgerald dismisses that line of thinking.
That's a sort of silly argument, actually. In the case of Vioxx, for example, where there was an unequivocal hazard in a study of 2,600 patients, the excess attributable to Vioxx was only 20 patients. So this is something that's real, but it's not common.
So he says it's not likely the FDA would pick it up with its current methods of monitoring problems with drugs after they've been approved for market. Fitzgerald says if there's a risk with all COX-2 drugs, including Celebrex, it'll be picked up only by further studies. Pfizer is funding more studies. It's trying to establish that Celebrex actually protects against heart disease and colon cancer. But the company is taking a big gamble. It's possible these studies will show that Celebrex does increase the risk of heart attack or stroke. Dr. Lee Simon of Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Boston doubts that'll be the result. Simon points out that some studies of Celebrex have been running for 2 years so far, and oversight committees haven't called a halt to them. Simon says they'd be bound to do that if some patients were experiencing cardiovascular problems.
I do not believe at this point in time that the data that we know today warrants a broad brush for a cardiovascular risk with all COX-2 inhibitors.
The FDA, which has been stung by criticism it moved too slowly to acknowledge the risk of Vioxx, will debate that question early next year. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.